I would say probably like genetic mutation.
I'll give you a definition of synthetic biology. It's an area of biological research that combines science and engineering. How do you feel about synthetic biology?
It's a good thing.
Why do you feel this way?
Don't know, because it would just help improve engineering and chemistry, by combining engineering and chemistry.
Has the media influenced your opinion of synthetic biology?
No.
The things it can do?
No, it hasn't.
Do you know what genetic manipulation is, or modification?
A little bit.
Could you, what comes to mind when you think about genetic manipulation?
Essentially just manipulating genes from other, like, species or animals or plants, and using, like, properties of theirs that are quite unique in putting them into something else to make it kind of like a combined product or thingy-majiggy.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel about genetic manipulation?
I think it'll be a good thing.
Why do you feel that?
Because that means human genes can be manipulated with the characteristics of so many animals or plants.
Has the media influenced your opinion on this?
No.
Do you think that either of the above, i.e. synthetic biology or genetic manipulation approaches, could help the world? If yes, to what could the two principles be applied? If no, do you think they could be harmful or be even a necessary evil?
I would say yes, because, of course, you never know, some animals or plants may have genetic characteristics which could fight, I don't know, diseases like cancer or things like that, so therefore you could easily change human genetic materials, therefore you'll be able to fight certain diseases. With synthetic biology, I wouldn't know how it would work, but I think it could be helpful.
Would you possibly feel different if more information was readily available, or, for example, it was taught unbiasedly in schools? Would you feel differently, or would you be happier answering these questions, or would you have a different approach or opinion of synthetic biology if more information was given?
I don't think I'd have more of an approach, but I think more information needs to be given.
You think more information needs to be given?
Yeah.
Okay. For the last question, we've got five pictures.
Yes.
And all I want you to do is look at each picture and identify if you think that picture is synthetic biology, genetic modification, or natural, or a combination of both.
Okay. I would say, I don't know what number one is, because it's just a normal dog. It just says a beagle.
Beagle dog.
Yeah.
It just says beagle. So do you think that's genetic manipulation, synthetic biology, or just a natural creature?
I think it would be a natural creature.
Okay.
Number two is genetic. The genetics.
Yeah, genetic manipulation.
A wild elephant would probably be natural.
Okay.
What's this collie expressing GFP?
That's E. coli.
I didn't see the E.
Yeah, sorry. It's a strain of bacteria expressing a gene which it doesn't usually have. Should they add it to it?
Is that genetic manipulation?